This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It turns out police in Georgia had contact more than a year ago with a teenager charged with killing four people at a high school outside Atlanta. The AP's Jennifer King with what we're learning.
Authorities say the 14-year-old who opened fire at a high school in Georgia Wednesday had been interviewed along with his father by the Jackson County Sheriff's Department over a year ago after the FBI received tips about threats posted to an online gaming site threatening a school shooting. They say at the time, investigators didn't have enough evidence for an arrest.
This hits home for me.
Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith.
My heart hurts for these kids. My heart hurts for our community.
A classmate says the teen left his second period algebra class and came back armed with an assault-style rifle. When classmates refused to open the door, he turned the gun on people in the hallway.
I was walking out to get water, and I heard gunshots, and I heard bullets going, like, by my head.
Landon Culver is a junior at Appalachie High School.
So I ran back in class, and I yelled, like, hey, there's a shooter.
The teen has been charged as an adult in the deaths of two 14-year-old students and two instructors. At least nine other people were hospitalized with gunshot injuries. State law enforcement says there's no evidence of additional suspects. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. is accusing Russia of trying to meddle in the election in November, trying to spread misinformation. Washington has charged two Russian state media employees and seized Kremlin-run websites. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
These websites were designed to appear to American readers as if they were major U.S. news sites like the Washington Post or Fox News. But in fact, they were fake sites.
Palestinians say Israeli strikes in the occupied West Bank overnight killed five people, including the son of a prominent jailed militant. Forecasters are warning about that fierce heat that's going to continue to bake the Southwest and much of the West into the weekend, much of California included. This is AP News. Returning to Earth, a capsule stuck in space. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest.
Boeing says it will fly its empty capsule back to Earth soon. But the two astronauts who took the Starliner to the International Space Station are going to stay behind. NASA says the capsule will undock late Friday with empty seats. It's fully automated and is expected to touch down in New Mexico's White Sands missile range 6 hours later. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will ride home with SpaceX in February, 8 months after launching on what they thought would be a week-long test flight. Boeing has had problems with thrusters and helium leaks. It keeps delaying Starliner's return. NASA hired Boeing and SpaceX a decade ago to ferry its astronauts to and from the space station after its shuttles retired. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow gained 38 points yesterday. The S&P fell 8 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.